Hey everyone, welcome back to Digital Poison. I'm your host, Rachel Carter, and today we're diving into something that's seriously close to my heart. Digital minimalism. You know that feeling when you put down your phone after scrolling for what feels like hours, and you're like, what just happened? Or maybe you've caught yourself constantly checking notifications, even when you're supposed to be focusing on something else. We live in a world where screens are everywhere, and it can feel impossible to escape the digital noise. But guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. Digital minimalism is all about reclaiming your time, energy, and focus by being more intentional about your technology use. So, why is this so important? Because when we're constantly bombarded with information and distractions, it can lead to burnout, anxiety, and a real sense of disconnect from the things that truly matter in life. Think about it. When was the last time you went for a walk without checking your phone? When was the last time you had a conversation without thinking about posting it online? Digital minimalism is about saying yes to real life experiences and connections, and saying no to the constant demands of the digital world. Ready to detox and reclaim your life? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Audit your apps. It's time for a digital spring cleaning. Take stock of all the apps on your phone. Ask yourself, do I actually use this app regularly? Does it add value to my life, or is it just another time suck? Be honest with yourself, if an app isn't serving you, delete it. It's like decluttering your physical space, but for your digital world. 2. Turn off notifications seriously. Those constant pings and buzzes are designed to keep you hooked. But guess what? You don't need to live in a state of perpetual distraction. Turn off those non-essential notifications, email, social media, games, whatever is stealing your focus. Trust me, the world won't end if you miss a notification or two. 3. Schedule digital detox times. Think of it like taking a break from caffeine. Your mind and body will thank you. Set aside specific times each day or even week when you unplug completely. Go for a walk, read a book, have a real conversation with someone, anything that doesn't involve screens. 4. Embrace boredom. This is a big one. We live in a world where we're constantly trying to fill every moment with something stimulating. But boredom can actually be a powerful catalyst for creativity and self-reflection. So, next time you find yourself reaching for your phone out of boredom, try letting go and just being present. You might be surprised at what comes up. 5. Find your digital compass. This is all about setting clear intentions for your technology use. Ask yourself, what do I want to achieve with my devices? How can I use them in a way that supports my goals and values? Remember, technology should serve you, not the other way around. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and suddenly realize you've lost track of time? Maybe you've been on your phone during a meal with friends or family, missing out on precious moments. I remember being in college, spending hours researching obscure facts online instead of actually doing my homework. We've all been there. Digital minimalism is about recognizing these patterns and making conscious choices about how we use technology. It's about finding that sweet spot where technology enhances our lives without taking over completely. Think about it, wouldn't it be amazing to have more time for the things you love, more energy to pursue your passions, and less stress from the constant digital noise? So, what's the takeaway here? Embrace digital minimalism, my friends. It's not about becoming a Luddite or giving up technology altogether. It's about being intentional, mindful, and creating a healthy relationship with the digital world. By following these simple steps, you can reclaim your time, energy, and focus and create a happier, more fulfilling life. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take this week to start practicing digital minimalism? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. And don't forget to subscribe to Digital Poison for more tips and tricks on navigating the world of technology. Until next time, keep it real and stay connected to what truly matters.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.